Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Joe Espoto. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but he is the author of Prescriptions for Extreme Health. He goes by Dr. Joe anyway. That's easier. Dr. Joe and I are both in Atlanta. We have met each other on occasions, and I'm very happy to have him on the radio show. He's written a great book for people to regain their health. A lot of people are not healthy, and a lot of people are not feeling good, and these are the secrets to extreme health revealed. Welcome, Dr. Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, you want to give the listening audience a little bit of your background and how you came to become interested in natural health?
Sure. I have 5 board certifications. I'm board certified in chiropractic, pain management. I'm double board certified in nutrition. I have a BS in nutrition. I was a dietitian. I let that lapse because I got frustrated being a dietitian and meeting with dietitians and going, you're the ones in charge of our health? Come on, guys, let's get real. was not thrilled with what I saw there. Been in practice over 32 years. My first book was an award winner. That was called Eating Rice for the Health of It. And hopefully this book will win some awards too. And I have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge in the Atlanta area.
Great. And you had some personal things in your life that led you to want to deal with pain management with your father. Would you like to tell that story?
Yeah. Let me see. Four months before I was born, my father was a sign hanger up in New Jersey, and he fell off a ladder. He landed on his butt and then fell backwards, broke his back, fractured his skull, and went deaf immediately. He doesn't even remember it, but the people around remember. He said he stood up and says, I can't hear anything, and then he passed out. Entire life. So, unfortunately, he never got to hear me. But what happened was his back always hurt because he broke his back and fractured his skull. He was totally functional. He drove and talked and everything. He just couldn't hear. And so as a child, my father would say, hey, Joey, rub my back over. My back hurts. Rub my back. So I'd rub his back, and he said, oh, that feels good. And so as a child, you're getting immediate positive feedback. Okay, I did this for my daddy. My daddy liked it. This is good. So I started working more, trying to get more positive feedback, as all children do. And it kind of led me from one thing to another. And I was going to be a neurosurgeon. My original plan was to be a neurosurgeon and operate on my father, bring his hearing back. Well, unfortunately, when I started studying medicine, I got a little disillusioned because every doctor I spoke to wasn't happy. And I thought, I kind of want to be happy in my life. And so when I started studying the alternatives, chiropractic came up, and I said, this looks pretty cool. And I remember meeting with a chiropractor. I was in my high school years, long hair, beard, you know, flannel shirt, work boots, classic 70s kid. And every chiropractor I met was really happy. They really enjoyed what they did. And I remember telling my mother, I said, I think I want to be a chiropractor. And she said, I don't care if you're the garbage man, as long as you're the best garbage man you could be. And I thought,
that's great.
Yeah. So I thought maybe this is the road I want to go down. So I was doing pre-med, pre-chiropractic. It's pretty much the same. And the more I studied it, the more fascinated I got. Now, I'm nothing against medicine. Medicine is amazing. It blows my mind. I have some of my best friends are medical professionals. But I found that this was my calling, and that's how I got into this.
And you later did adjustments on your father, too.
Yeah, he was the first person I ever adjusted. It was kind of cool. And I remember, I said, Dad, I'm going to try to push on your back. It's going to pop. You're, oh, you ain't doing that to me. And I was still a student at the time. And I did. He goes, oh, that felt pretty good. And my father passed now. But since he went to chiropractic all his life, and it helped tremendously with his back pain. It was really a neat thing that we kind of introduced him to.
Well, I was a trauma surgeon for many, many years and covered 6 emergency rooms. So I saw my fair share of auto accidents, and people would come in, and you know, I have spiritual hearing, so I would kind of know what they needed, and I'd have somebody who had back pain for 4 months, having had a car wreck, gone somewhere else, finally got to me, usually for a scar, but I would just say, you need to go to a chiropractor, and then one chiropractic adjustment, their pain went away. So it's really, really true that, you know, you just have to know about all the all the treatments out there and understand that some people do need neurosurgery, but a lot of people, a sure. lot more people just need chiropractic. You know,
exactly. And again, if you need surgery, send them to a surgeon. If they need gynecology care, send them to a gynecologist. But
right.
everybody has their field, and I'm excited now because 32 mm-hmm. years ago when I started practice, there was a big divide between the medical profession and the holistic
right.
the alternative
yeah.
healthcare. And now we all get along great. It's wonderful. I refer out, they refer in, we get together, we have dinner. It really has changed, and you've probably seen that too in your career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have Dr. Mike Greenberg's with our practice. He does NAET. And
yeah.
you know, a lot of the other non, more energetically based treatments. And
sure.
I deal a lot with silicone toxic patients, which is basically extreme
right.
chemical toxicity, and they're all allergic to silicone. And there's silicone in so many things in our environment that being allergic to it isn't a great idea. So you can use
uh-huh.
Nate to decrease that allergy. And
yeah.
I wanted to just uh-huh. mention that a lot. They studied 3,000 women with defective silicone implants, and all 3,000 had candidiasis and fibromyalgia. And
uh-huh.
I've spent about 20 years treating these patients, and I found that fibromyalgia is three different categories, at least in my patients. It's yeast overgrowth, mold biotoxin problems, where 25% of the population can't get rid of the mold biotoxin, and a lot of those saline patients have mold inside their implant and sometimes around their implant.
Yeah.
And then the third one is intracellular infection, mycoplasma. And a lot of people have these intracellular infections, which are chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia together. And then the other chronic fatigue that we see in these patients is just viral illness. And if you treat the viral illness, then the fatigue goes away. And I really think mm-hmm. a huge amount of chronic fatigue, because I interview authors all the time, a huge amount
sure.
of chronic fatigue was actually not viral, but is more mold biotoxin. They get exposed to mold. They don't know it. You mentioned in your book there's a large problem with mycotoxins in food, especially peanuts and coffee. And
yeah.
I believe that, people eating moldy bread or eating a lot of corn or other foods that mycotoxins are in, when they can't get rid of these mycotoxins, is responsible for a large amount of chronic illness.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we can't figure out what it is, so we're trying to treat the symptoms, and then we keep putting more mycotoxins back in the body. We drink coffee every morning. We have bread. We have
yeah.
corn. And so people just keep doing it over and over again, and when you finally just get them to change their diet, if they do nothing else, and I tell people, too, when it comes to nutrition, a lot of nutrition is passive, not active.
Mm-hmm.
You have to not do something. And
right.
I can't make it any easier than have you not do something. And they go, oh, I never
yeah.
thought of it that way before.
Well, let's start with water. That's the best place to start. I have always been guided to drink distilled water. I have a large distiller at the house. I have a distiller at the office. I also
uh-huh.
put the distilled water, an alkaline water tube, in the distilled water. And that even increases the alkalinity even more. So I'm a big fan of distilled water, and I agree 100% with you that you get your minerals from food, not water.
Yeah, I love that one. People say, well, if you drink distilled water, there's nothing in it. I said, that's the point of water. Like,
yeah, really.
Water should be H2O, right?
Right.
And the minerals that we find in water are oftentimes inorganic. They'll come from rocks. We don't want to
yeah.
put that in our body. We want to put good stuff in, right?
They increase kidney stones is what they do. That's well known. In certain parts of the country where before we had bottled water, we actually drank the water out of the tap, certain areas,
right.
like down in Riverdale, down, where
uh-huh.
Stockbridge is, that
sure.
area had a huge number of kidney stones. I used to practice down there.
Yeah, it's
the water.
Okay, cool.
It is the water, yeah. But now everybody drinks bottled water, so, it's
right.
or the people who can afford to drink bottled water.
Right.
We should,
well, I tell people,
not
get a filter for your sink. Yeah, if you're
right.
going to do nothing else, we have some on our website, and we have filters there, and you could buy a filter at least for your kitchen sink and drink
yeah.
that water, wash your fruits and vegetables with it. I have a whole house filter, of course, but they're expensive, I understand, but at least do
right.
that, and that's your first step, and I'm with you 100% on the water thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. So you're... what you're saying in the book is that we don't drink enough water. How much water does the average person need?
Depends depends who you talk to. My opinion is when you pee, it should be clear, and it should be odorless and colorless. I always joke you should be able to read a newspaper through your urine. Now, don't try that because you'll make a mess, and whoever you live with will eat. Your urine should be clear and free-flowing. One of the problems that comes up is the people, as they get older, especially men, they have to wake up and pee all night. So one of the rules I have is I stop drinking water right around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That pee out, and then I'll be able to sleep through the night. But yeah, I say drink enough to make your pee clean. So eight glasses a day is probably a good rule, and depending if you have other issues. But usually 6-8 glasses a day should be good.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about soda. Soda has phosphoric acid in it, which is particularly damaging. You want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. How much time we got? Okay. We can do 2 hours on soda if you want.
I know.
I talk about the seven deadly sins of nutrition. That's kind of like my little catchphrase. And those are alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. And collectively, my audiences always go, well, that's whole life. I can't live without alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. And I say, try it, and you'll be amazed. So we'll go to soda. Soda has phosphoric acid, which when you put acid in your body has to neutralize the acid. The body uses minerals like calcium to neutralize the acid. So if you're drinking soda, you're literally sucking calcium out of your muscles, out of your bones, out of your blood to neutralize the acid.
Right.
Because your blood has to stay around 7 on the pH scale. If you go too low, you'll die. So your body gives up everything it can to neutralize the acid, which is crazy because now you're giving up nutrients because you wanted to have a soda. So phosphoric acid, bad. Sugar, bad. Excuse me, is bad. But soda now doesn't have sugar like when we were kids. It has something called high fructose corn syrup.
Yay, which, by the way, I'm allergic to.
Oh, well, good.
I actually developed
an
allergy
to it.
Well, which is good because I stay away from that.
Exactly. You know, it's usually made from genetically modified, you know, sugar beets or corn. And high fructose corn syrup is 55% fructose and 45% glucose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your body takes the glucose and uses it as fuel. The fructose has to be converted into glucose. We can't use fructose. We have to convert it. It gets converted after about 20 grams a day. What happens, the body starts producing something called uric acid.
Right.
Now, as a chiropractor, we get people well. We do chiropractic, do nutrition work on all our patients. And if somebody's in pain, we got to stop putting the things in their body, like you were saying, that cause the pain. So if they're doing high fructose corn syrup or even sugar, which is 50-50 fructose glucose, converting it to uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts.
Right.
That's bad, but what's worse is uric acid prevents your body from producing something called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. And so many people have blocked and clogged arteries, preventing their body from getting blood supply to things like their nerves. And so you can have a pinched nerve from a chiropractic standpoint, but if you don't have enough nitric oxide to open up your blood vessels, you're not getting the blood supply to the nerves. So the nerves build up, they don't get enough oxygen, they build up waste products, and it hurts more.
And you'll have cold hands and feet.
There you go. Perfect, yes. And circulation, not just your hands and feet. How about your brain? How about, this is a family show, how about your reproductive organs?
Right.
Yeah, if you ever watch a sporting event, social is for something that men have issues with and take this little blue pill. Well, a lot of times it's a circulatory issue. They just don't produce enough nitric oxide. Yeah.
That's very true.
So if we can get them off the sugar, off the high fructose corn syrup. And another thing, Doc, is that a while ago there was this health craze of agave nectar. And agave nectar didn't spike your blood sugar, so it was good. Well, I fell for it too until I did the research on it. Agave nectar can be 85% fructose.
Too much.
So too much fructose. Yeah. And the reason it's not spiking your blood sugar is it's going to the liver to be converted. Yeah. And so it's actually worse than high fructose corn syrup when it comes to fructose.
Right.
So soda, bad thing. Yes.
I have an interesting story that I want to tell before you go into Diet Coke, okay? I had a lot of referrals from the CDC because I'm really good at diagnosis. And we've worked together for a long time, and I treat a large number of CDC doctors here. And the CDC doctors are interesting. They really research the hell out of everything, and they really love alternative medicine. Like, I got pretty famous down there for not doing carpal tunnel releases, but instead doing things like chiropractic and other things that you could do, getting rid of the toxic chemicals that often cause carpal tunnel.
Right.
And, you know, going ahead and having them do voice-activated things rather than typing. And so they used to send me a lot of patients. Well, I got this one patient who had had seizures, and he had seizures that were resistant to all medication. He was still having seizures. And he had been to Mayo, and he'd been to Emory, and he'd been all over the place. And so they sent him to me, and I walk in the room, and the first thing I say, because this is what I hear in my head, right, how much Diet Coke do you drink? And he says, 1 liter a day. I say, stop it.
That's the
entire consult. He stopped it. He had no more seizures. He didn't have any more medicine. So you explain to the audience why that worked.
Why you were right. Well, you have such a great reputation. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. So honored to be on your show. When you artificial sweeteners, the big one is aspartame. Now, aspartame breaks down to three components, aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methyl esters. I tell people, don't worry about the chemistry. That's our job. Aspartic acid, when it gets into the brain, is an excitotoxin. What that means is it causes the brain to fire faster than it's supposed to and can literally burn out your brain cells. But in the process, it lowers what's called your seizure threshold.
Right.
All of us have the potential of having seizures, but we have parts of our brain that suppress the body from going into seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start drinking diet soda, the threshold, and so you're more likely to have seizures.
Right.
So the aspartic acid destroys your brain cells. Phenylalanine can hurt your kidneys. And this is an interesting story. Methyl esters. Methyl esters converts into methanol, which is wood alcohol.
That's pretty
and
toxic.
The story, which is, well, you know about that, right?
It kills people.
But if you and I were going to buy methanol, it would have a skull and crossbones on it.
Yeah.
So interesting story. I was dating a gal several years ago, and she admitted to me after a couple of months we were dating that she was a recovered alcoholic, and would I go to an AA meeting with her? And I said, sure. Now, I didn't realize this was going to be a big event because outsiders really don't go to AA meetings. So I went there, was surprised to see four of my patients there, which was a little interesting. Trying to explain why I was there, of course, was a little more tricky.
Yeah.
But I noticed, I'm just here for research. And what amazed me was how many skinny people were drinking diet sodas.
I
thought, why are skinny people drinking diet soda? Well, I thought it was the caffeine. Well, they could do coffee if they wanted to, but they love their diet soda. Well, methanol is one of the byproducts of aspartame digestion.
Uh-huh.
They were getting drunk at the AA meeting.
Wow.
By drinking diet sodas. And I spoke to the guy, and it aggravated the heck out of me. I spoke to the head guy there, and I said, listen, I said, you need to give me 5 minutes in front of the group because they don't understand what they're doing. And he said to me something that I'll never forget, aggravated the heck out of me. He says, you can't speak at an AA meeting. You're not an alcoholic.
Right.
you get the irony of that.
Those
right?
are the rules, Joe. Those
right.
are the rules.
All the rules, darn it. So I was very frustrated, but I got a good story out of it. But please, folks, I always say of the seven deadly sins, if you have to give up one, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, I beg artificial sweetener. It's the worst of the worst of the worst.
Now, let's talk a little bit about sucralose because, you know, not everything has aspartame in it now. Sucralose is very common.
That's right. See how smart you are? Nice segue.
Nice
sucralose
segue.
Nice segue there.
There you go.
Sucralose is a chlorinated hydrocarbon. So what does that mean? We take sugar, we go through a five-step chemistry process, and we add some chlorine to it. And what happens is when you put a chlorinated hydrocarbon into your body, it stimulates your estrogen receptor sites.
Mm-hmm.
It essentially causes your body to act like it has a bunch of estrogen in it. Now, estrogen is a growth hormone. Now, most of us don't need to grow anymore. We've grown enough. And if we're not growing up, we're growing out. And this
we're
is
growing cancer.
We're growing cancer.
Right.
There you go. Abnormal cell growth, cancer. So sucralose is not better. It's bad. It's as bad or worse for different reasons. So So it's not a good idea. And, of course, the research when it came out said sucralose isn't metabolized. It passes right through you, and it just tastes sweet but never gets absorbed. Well, then the research came out and went, it is getting absorbed.
Right.
So not a good choice. That's why if you have to have something sweet, stevia is a much better choice. Stevia is fine. They make soda with it now. It's used all over the world. We're the last country, I think, in the world to catch on to the whole stevia craze.
Did you know you can go in Walmart and buy granular stevia in packets?
No, yes.
It's really interesting.
And some restaurants are using it. I'm so psyched. People like you and I have made a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, any other natural sweeteners that you recommend?
Oh, you can do Lohan, erythritol, although if you do erythritol, if you do too much of it, you'll get diarrhea, and that's how you know you did too much of it. It's not going to kill you, but it'll give you diarrhea. But the cool part is this. If you're hooked on sugar, which so many people are, when you eat sugar, it stimulates the nucleus accumbens in your brain, the pleasure centers in the brain. It releases dopamine. So you're getting high every time you eat sugar.
Yeah.
And so the problem is, well, good, it's a pleasure center. And so if we're going to stimulate the pleasure center with something that's really cheap like sugar, why wouldn't we do that? So coming off sugar can be a little bit of a challenge. You have to kind of reset your brain to make your own. And it's a cool supplement I give my patients. It's called Gymnema. And Gymnema helps
stabilize
your...
Oh, we use that here, too. It's great.
Oh, see how smart you are? Gosh, you think like me, you must be brilliant.
Really?
But here's a little
trick. I actually take that supplement. I think it works very well.
Oh, isn't it great? Yeah. But here's a neat little trick. I don't know if you ever did this or not. If you have a sugar craving, chew the Gymnema tablet.
Right.
And then try eating something sweet. Doesn't taste good.
Right.
And
that's
so it's one of the things
idea.
I give my patients. Yeah, if they just can't give up the here's the deal. You can have your sugar, but you have to chew a Gymnema tablet first. And they eat it, and they go, this doesn't taste good. And then they can start to kind of reboot their brain with it. Yeah. So that's why with chiropractic, as a chiropractor, we try, of course, we deal with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, car accidents. But I always add the nutritional component because I want to get you well from the nervous system, the digestive system, and the nutrition. That's the three things. Right. I jokingly call that Jobamacare. So,
right. Okay.
So
one other thing
Jobamacare
on the sugar.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
One other thing on the sugar is that some people don't have enough chromium, and so their blood sugar drops, you know, too much. Or if they have yeast infections, their blood sugar drops too much. So if you treat the yeast, the sugar cravings go away. And if they actually have true hypoglycemia, chromium by itself is a very good supplement to stabilize their blood sugar because they get really irritated. Some people get really irritated and nasty when their blood sugar drops low, and they can even pass out. So, you know, it's important to treat that particular thing. Well, I have a whole bunch of patients that have silicone poisoning, Joe, and their gut is all messed up with dysbiosis, you can imagine, mold sometimes, yeast all the time, and bad bacteria.
Sure.
And they end up not absorbing amino acids. And guess what happens? They get degenerative disc disease. And they also get osteoporosis. But degenerative disc disease is really, as is like rotator cuff or any of the degenerative diseases, degenerating cartilage, degenerating whatever, is really usually tied to your gut.
Yes. Well, what happens is when you're young, you have good discs. And as we get older, we don't really have good circulation to the discs anymore. The discs get fluid, kind of diffuse it from the blood vessels around the area. And so if you're not getting good circulation, the discs wear out. And a lot of osteoarthritis always has a physical component. What that means is if bones are out of alignment, whether it's your foot, your knee, your ankle, any of the 206 bones in the body, they rub up against each other, and it puts stress on the cartilage, the spine, and the discs. And then we don't have good circulation because we have bad diets and we're not getting blood supply surrounding the discs. And the discs don't have good blood supply anyway, and so the discs wear out. And now we're seeing arthritis in 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. I never saw that 30 years ago.
No.
Now we're seeing
well,
it in young kids.
Well, you didn't see 8-year-old girls with breasts either.
That's the other thing. Oh, we could do a whole story on that, right? Estrogenic compounds. I was on a cruise, I remember about a year ago, and I remember looking around, and these young guys, it was young, handsome fellows with great builds and breasts. And I'm thinking, there's perfect example of how estrogen compounds have infiltrated our society and how these guys who are in great shape, young teenagers, growing breasts. And now it's become a cottage industry for plastic surgeons. Removing
it is. Even the really, really skinny waitresses at Tilted Kilt have bellies. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me.
Yes. We don't see
they're
those flat
stomachs. They're skinny as they can
today.
Be, but they've got the belly fat.
Yeah, they got the muffin top, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that so much of that is the estrogen compounds that you
it
and
is.
I are, we as a, exposed to. Because estrogen causes you to lay down fat. Fat produces estrogen, which causes you to lay down fat. And so the fatter you are, the harder it is to lose weight because fat becomes a living, breathing organ.
Mm-hmm.
We used to think it was just a blob. It becomes its own organ. And we've got to reduce our fat for multiple reasons, including estrogen production.
Yeah, it causes metabolic syndrome. And that's where we're seeing the teenagers with insulin resistance, high blood pressure, high cholesterol and high triglycerides. And there's a supplement that I don't know if you're aware of, but it's great for that. It's scientifically proven to decrease belly fat. It's called Metazol by QOL.
Metazol, not ever.
It increases circulation, too. You ought to sign up for the QOL symposiums because they hold them at the Ritz-Carlton, and they serve lunch, which is wonderful, and they're free. And you'll learn a lot.
The F word. I like the F word.
Right. Well, Ritz-Carlton puts on a very good lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, Metazol, look it up. It's a actually, I have it right here. It is a low molecular weight lyky polyphenol that will increase circulation, decrease wrinkles, decrease belly fat, and is one of the most popular supplements we have here.
Oh, I've never even heard.
Because almost everybody
Why,
needs
come on
it.
Your show.
You know, it's just the way it is.
So I can learn these things. All right, if I forget what it is at the end of the show, you remind me again, okay?
Metabolic. I will. I will be happy to.
All right. That's why I love talking to people like you, because I learn so much. It's so great.
Well, we have to teach each other because we don't have it's not in the regular chiropractic or medical literature what we're talking about today.
Gosh, for sure. I mean, I know one of the major universities here came to me as well, and they came to me. Well, you consider teaching endocrinology at a medical school? And I jokingly said to him, I said, but I'm a backcracker. You sure you want me teaching at the medical school? And they said, you describe, I was playing with them. And they said, you describe things so clearly. And the way you present it is, you know, we understand it, but you can describe it so we can tell our patients. And I said, I have no desire to teach. I'm with 3 practices, radio shows and books and tours.
And
I'm a little busy right now.
Well, endocrinology is very, very important, though. I was an endocrinology researcher. In fact, I put myself through medical school as a researcher in endocrinology. And now my patients have their hypothalamus disrupted by the biotoxin. It disrupts leptin receptors in the hypothalamus, so they have decreased sex hormones, thyroid, adrenal, and decreased ADH, so they drink and pee all the time. And there's no endocrinologist out there that really understands that disease because they're all used to, you know, like thyroid failure or whatever. And guess what?
Right.
Guess what I found out yesterday? It's very interesting.
What?
A lot of the women who have inflammatory diseases of their thyroid actually have too much exposure to silicone through fabric softener and skincare products. There's something called dimethicone in skincare products or other silicone things that will inflame the thyroid, especially in certain genetically susceptible people. So if you see people with these Hashimoto's and, well, of course, the silicone patients, many of them have those diseases. But I'm finding now that a whole bunch of people, what Spirit does is send me like 3 or 4 people in a row to get my attention on something. And this got my attention just yesterday, that people who are exposed to fabric softeners and skincare products can develop autoimmune diseases of their thyroid. That's a definite thyroid disease. Yeah. And then the plastics disrupt the hypothalamus, as you know.
Right.
And that's that subclinical hypothyroidism that regular doctors don't recognize and that we treat. because we understand that they need some thyroid.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, too, they say, well, I have all these symptoms, but my blood tests are normal. I said, you're subclinical. It's not. It will.
Right.
And I said, many times it becomes hyperthyroid, and then it crashes and burns out to hypothyroid. And I said, mm-hmm. you want to address it now. And from a chiropractor, they always check the nerve supply to the organ, because if you have a right. pinched nerve going to the organ can't work. Then we check right. the digestion. We check the nutrition. But I want to talk a little bit about digestion, if I can.
Sure.
Because, you know, if you're listening, folks, my website is drjoeesposito.com. We just Google Dr. Joe with the number one Dr. Joe in the world. And I archive a lot of my lectures and radio shows there, too. So you can always go there. And it's all no charge. There, too, drjoeesposito.com. And when it comes to digestion, this is a biggie. And I always said if I could never practice chiropractic, I could build a very successful practice on this one thing, people with acid reflux. Because so many people, the stomach is supposed to sit below your diaphragm. You have a sheet of muscle mm-hmm. called your diaphragm. You swallow food, it goes through a little hole in your diaphragm called the lower esophageal sphincter. And it goes into your stomach, the sphincter closes, you digest food, it goes on. Body. In so many patients, I find the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have acid reflux.
And it's in the chest.
Right. It'll hurt you. You can write all the way up into the esophagus. So you'll have heartburn, acid reflux, burping, gas, bloating. And I would probably say 80% of the patients I test have this. And what you need to do is manually pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a chemical in the world that's going to physically move the stomach back into place. So you got to pull the stomach down into away from the diaphragm, and hopefully that little sphincter closes, and then you can start mm-hmm. digesting your food again. And, you know, people come up, I've been taking these medications for my acid reflux. So many of those medications prevent you from absorbing calcium, magnesium, B12, and iron.
And cause food allergies.
And cause food allergies because
food allergies
you're not
are way up with HD
yes.
blockers. Yeah, they are.
Yes. So you're not breaking your proteins into amino acids.
There's another thing I can add to that, Joe, is that some of the women with yeast overgrowth, just from eating uh-huh. too much sugar or chemical toxicity or whatever, being too acid, as you know, they have mm-hmm. Yeast overgrowth of the cardiac valve of the stomach between the esophagus and the stomach, and it doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all. So we treat them usually with Nystatin oral solution, Corpac Diarco, or Heartburn Free. Heartburn Free is a supplement made of orange peel extracts, and that gets the valve working again. So, you know, if their valve isn't working, you can do those things to help them with the function of the valve. I learned that from an oncologist. Because
so
you know why?
Really?
All the oncologists give chemotherapy, and every single patient gets yeast overgrowth. And he discovered
of
that
course.
Nystatin would treat it.
Neat.
Yeah,
yeah,
he paid attention,
yeah.
I'll tell you. He did.
Well,
yeah.
That's it. You know, so many times my patients, I went to this doctor, I had this, and they sent me this doctor, this doctor, and this doctor. And when you finally get one who actually says, let's see if we can get to the cause of the problem.
Right.
Hang on to that doctor. Someone like you, hang on to that because that's important. You want somebody fixing the cause. And so we have a lot of patients for acid reflux, and we do something called applied kinesiology. We test the muscles, and we can pull the stomach
back. I do that to every patient. Every patient. Applied kinesiology is the only
it's
way
so
you
cool.
can treat complex disease.
Yes, exactly, because it's subclinical, not showing up on blood work.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are just crazy because the stomach's job is to take proteins and break it into amino acids. Now, mm-hmm. the amino acid tryptophan becomes serotonin in your brain. Serotonin is your logic hormone, neurotransmitter. It helps you focus. Tyrosine becomes dopamine. Dopamine gives
right.
you pleasure. And so many cases of ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression, when we fix the stomach, they're breaking the amino acids, producing the neurotransmitters, and the brain starts to work again.
Right. That's
and I've
true.
Never had someone with an emotional component that I didn't find a digestive component, ever.
Oh, I know. That's
so,
very true.
Yeah, when you fix the gut, the amino acids get digested, glutamine becomes GABA, and GABA helps suppress pain. So when I do pain management work on my patients, I want to fix them chiropractically, but I also want to make sure that they're producing the right neurotransmitters to suppress their pain. And then GABA becomes norepinephrine, which can give you fatigue. So the digestive system, as you said, Doc, is so important, and you got to fix
and
it.
Muscle,
if you don't fix
yeah,
it,
muscle testing for mold biotoxins in the environment, because that depletes GABA as well. It causes, I have like college students who have never had a history of anxiety, or have one class in a moldy classroom, and they have to go to psychiatry for anti-anxiety Xanax medication.
Mm-hmm.
What a misdiagnosis.
Yes.
I mean, what a misdiagnosis. It isn't
missed
psychiatric
that one, didn't
at
they?
All.
Yeah.
It's the mold biotoxin depleting GABA.
Uh-huh. And so if we can get the body working, like you said, find the cause and fix it, then the body gets well. And that's why I wrote this book, Prescription for Extreme Health. I want to give people a step-by-step guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell people, too, listen, I get it. You're probably everything I say the first round. So read
right.
the book. It reads really easily. It's a popular guy. The reviews have just been crazy how good it is. So I tried to write it in a real lighthearted, silly way, kind of like the way we lecture. It's cut up in chunks, so you don't you can read a little bit, put it down, read a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you can say, I'm willing to do this and this today.
Right.
Oh, that worked. Now I'm trying to try this. Okay, that let's try this. That worked.
Yeah.
And once you give it a shot, I mean, like you're saying, it all works. You just have to do it.
And one thing, if you get a lot of food poisonings when you eat out in restaurants, you probably have low stomach acid. I noticed this in my employees.
Exactly.
So because if you have good stomach acid, then when you eat out at restaurants, even if there's a little contamination, the acid kills the bacteria. One time I ate a hot dog, which is not a good thing to do ever. Well, it was left over from one of our barbecues here. But anyway, I took a buffer pH at the same time, and guess what? I got stomach pain. From the hot dog being contaminated. And me eating the buffer pH at the same time, which is stupid because I really shouldn't have done that. But anyway, I proved the point myself, and then I treated it with Nutrisilver because there's nothing like Nutrisilver to kill viruses and bacteria when you have a stomach ache.
That's exactly.
Another good
there you
point.
Go. Don't knock out that stuff.
It will.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they'll come to me, and I'm seeing a lot more of ulcers lately and people being diagnosed
H. pylori.
With H. pylori.
Right. Yeah.
And the problem with that is not that you have too much stomach acid, you have too little stomach acid.
Right. It doesn't kill the bacteria in your stomach.
That's exactly it. So,
That's it.
So people are taking these anti-acid medications.
Making it worse.
Which is actually making the problem worse. Yeah. And then they give them antibiotics to kill the H. pylori, but it kills off everything else. And then they get a yeast infection, and then we got to send them over to you or me, and we got to fix them.
That's right. And mastic gum is very good. Mastic gum will kill H. pylori, especially when the patients can't take antibiotics.
Yeah. Well, that's you want to just kill the H. pylori and not other stuff. So if you've got to raise your stomach acid, which will digest the food faster and pass it into your small intestines, if it sits there too long, you get lactic acid. And that could cause a lot of the acid reflux as well. So it could be that you have slow digestion because your acid is so low. So we want to up that stomach acid, not down it, which is kind of counterintuitive, you would think, but it works real well.
I want to tell you one thing. I've discovered, in my clinical experience, I've discovered the cause of Alzheimer's. Would you like to know what it is?
Yes, and yes, and yes.
Alzheimer's is actually two things. One is cyanobacteria from contaminated fish, and one disturbing statistic is that 80% of our streams in the U.S. have cyanobacter, which is a form of algae. So I would muscle test before I eat fish from anywhere because it can contain high levels of mercury, it can contain high levels of radiation, and it can contain cyanobacter. Now, but the most common cause of Alzheimer's in my experience is a organophosphate chemical used to treat werbel flies in non-organic meat. And it happens in patients that can't detox the chemical, and I'm one of them. And every clairvoyant I ever went to told me I was going to get Alzheimer's. So I started researching it, and I found Dr. Overman's work. I don't know if you know Dr. Overman, the naturopath. He developed treatments so that you could detox the chemical. And now, of course, not eating, I hardly ever ate beef. I was vegetarian for 25 years, but now if I'm going to eat beef, I only can eat a little bit of organic beef. So So that's something that people, especially if you have Alzheimer's in your family. Now, a lot of Alzheimer's is misdiagnosed, and it's really vascular dementia. You know, like you said, the circulation in the brain is bad. But true Alzheimer's, there's a book called Project Synapse that Dr. William Croft wrote, that he really discovered all of this about the organic chemical phosphates. And I met him in person, and it was just amazing to put all these pieces together because, of course, I was one of the people most likely to develop Alzheimer's. I haven't yet, and I'm 62, so I'm hopeful that I'm treated okay.
Yeah, and we see that all the time. Inevitably, I've never had somebody come in who has a great diet, gets regular chiropractic care, develop Alzheimer's. When I have people write down what they're eating, and I have every patient do that, you look at the diet and you go, I'm surprised you're not worse. It's a miracle you're as good as you are.
Right.
And when we change the diets, I mean, you see it. It's such an easy thing, and the has the capability to heal. And then we get them on supplements. I have my own line of supplements. I have something called Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Because years ago, somebody came to me and said, what would you consider the world's best supplement? And I said, if somebody could take fruit, put them in a pill, that's the essential source of your nutrients is fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And so I did that. We juice fruits and vegetables. We take the water out. We add prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, a complete multivitamin, non-synthetic. And then we do super greens, which alkalizes the system. As you were saying, everybody's so acidic. And I take those at least once a day. Now, if I go on a date, if I'm going hiking, if I got a big lecture, in fact, I took it right before I came on with you, it's the minimum amount of nutrients your body needs to get working.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff's amazing. We sell it all over the world, and it's relatively inexpensive for what you're getting, and people just love it. And one time we ran out because the supplier couldn't get some of the ingredients, and you would have thought we beat their children or something. Oh, my God. Where's the stuff? I said, it's coming. Don't worry. So really focus on that, folks. You have to eat anyway. You might as well eat good food. And that's what I made Super Greens an essential source for. At least it's a starting point for everyone.
Yeah, speaking about organic and non-organic, it is important for certain foods like berries, grapes, foods that have very thin skins to always do organic. But then you can probably on avocados or grapefruit or if you peel the apple...
Right.
You know, is not so bad. I was talking with Hulda Clark one time, and she said the most dangerous stuff is actually the asbestos in the belts. They have belts that the fruit go on, and asbestos gets in the skin. And a lot of the patients with breast cancer were showing that they had asbestos. And that was because a lot of them had really good diets. They were eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, but they were getting the asbestos particles in their body, which isn't good. And and that was contributing to some of their cancers. So, you know, there's dangers all over the place. You just never know. That's why muscle testing is so important. When I go into a store, I like to muscle test whether or not I should buy this product versus that product. And sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes the regular product is fine, like applesauce. You would think it would be, like, not good, but it's fine. You know, you can buy the cheap applesauce at Walmart, and it's absolutely okay. But if you take an app, that's because they skin the apples. You know, it's fine. And you won't know without muscle testing. That's why muscle testing is so important.
Yeah, some things you think are good or not. I've had people, we just couldn't get them well. They kept having right hip pain. We're adjusting. We're getting their diet straightened out, working on the ileocecal valve.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came in one day, I saw a guy take his phone out of his back pocket and put it on the counter.
That's
right
dangerous.
Pocket.
That's dangerous for cancer. Cell phones decrease the removal of free radicals. That's I interviewed Dr. Carlo on that. And so they cause brain tumors. They cause all sorts of cancers. We have a cancer clinic here, and I do a lot of surgery on cancer. And cell phones, like there was this black patient, and black patients don't get melanoma, but he got a big melanoma right underneath where he kept his cell phone on his in his leg, near his upper leg. And lymphoma can occur with the iPads on the chest. There's a whole bunch of problems with that. And right now, we muscle test causation for cancer. Cancer is actually interesting. It's a fourth-dimensional intrusion into the third dimension into an area of low energy. So if you give them Abilify, which blocks the portal, a lot of times stage 3 and 4 cancers will go away if you treat the cause. So the cause is often the smart meter. And there's smart meters now on gas, electric, and water. And people who, with terribly healthy diets, healthy all around, are getting cancer from the smart meter, and that is the only cause. There's also geopathic stress. I was talking to Burton Goldberg before he died, and he said that 70% of the patients that he had tested were positive for geopathic stress with cancer. So knowing that you're not sleeping on a geopathic stress line is really important. Of course, there's toxic chemical, there's radiation, especially Fukushima radiation. We have a product called Rad Detox now to get rid of that because the radiation levels are very, very high due to Fukushima right now. And then there's hormonal, and there's infectious. Parasites are very, very common, like Hulda Clark said, but also viral and fungal and mildew. Did you know mildew and chemical, almost every leukemia is mildew, chemical, and or electromagnetic, those three. It's not emotional. It's interesting. Emotional is the primary cause of most cancers, like breast cancer, but electromagnetic is the cause of most recurrent cancer. So it's very, very interesting to study cancer.
It's going to be the fenfenor to redux of the next 10 years. It's like, oh, no, it's safe, it's safe. Oops, it's not safe. Never mind.
Right.
And that's why I tell people, never put the cell phone next to your head, even if you read the directions. Pull out your cell phone.
Yeah.
Says,
no, don't do
don't
that.
Put the phone next to your head.
And don't store it next to your gonad either. You know.
Yes. Yeah,
don't
put it
in your
front
pocket
there.
Or even your back pocket. Yeah.
Anywhere,
well, let me tell you what I've learned about arthritis. Almost all my patients have arthritis with silicone toxicity.
Yeah.
A lot of it, like you said, is uric acid or arachidonic acid. That's red meat and eggs.
Right.
Also silicone. A lot of joint pain is fabric softener and skincare products. It's amazing.
Yes.
And then bad fats. I was stuck here for a week during a snowstorm, and I ate some old almond butter, and one of my joints totally disintegrated. I watched it happen. It was amazing. So sometimes people are eating older almond butter, or cashew butter, or salad dressings, or cooking with old olive oil. It does degenerate joints. And then, like you said, degenerative, especially after trauma, you have to realign the joint. And I treat it with liposomal C-flex joint, which has high levels of glucosamine and chondroitin in the bloodstream to rebuild cartilage. And then there's intracellular infection. That's most of your rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory arthritis. That can be either spirochete or mycoplasma. You have to treat the cause of that. And since that's the basis of our biological warfare system, most doctors who even talk about that are knocked off. There's fluorine in red wine from California. And if you ever find somebody who gets that, all you have to do is take them off the red wine from California. They can do other red wines, but the fluorine is particularly bad for joint pain. And and then the last one, which is very common in your population, will be weed allergy. And weed allergy develops often because of mold biotoxin disease. So look for mold in their environment. It can be in their car, house, or workplace. You can muscle test. And if you get them out of the – use Mold Sporox by Dr. Overman to get the biotoxin out of their body. It works great. It's got high levels of echinacea in it. And then basically that's – and I always test other, too – for applied kinesiology in case it's something else. But those are the main causes of arthritis.
Yeah, and it, we can handle this thing. And that's why, you know, if you eat something, as you said, old almond butter, and even you and I know better. But sometimes it's like, I do it just one time.
Well, I was stuck here. I couldn't get out.
Right.
And we didn't have any ice tracks at that time.
Yep. And that's, you know, so if something doesn't taste good, don't eat it, folks. There's a reason why it doesn't taste good. You know, nature is telling you this is rancid, this is bad, this is
Well, actually, this didn't taste bad. It was in date, too. It was older, but it was in date. So I went and tested at Costco. Most of the almond butters that are not from the health food store are not good because they use older almonds.
Right.
But, like, the ones at the health food store test fine. Now, I had no idea about the bad fats until I actually degenerated one of my knuckles. But it was just It was just a learning experience. I'm glad I did it because I don't think I would have ever picked that up. And then now my patients, if they test for bad fats, they're almost always eating almond butter. That's not good.
Uh-huh.
But most almond butter is good. They just get it from the health food store.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's not hard to do. It's easy if you just have to learn. I mean, there was
right.
a time when we didn't learn how to drive a car or work a computer, and now we do. And so that's why shows like yours are so important. And I tell people to listen to shows like yours, and don't listen to them once. Listen to them 3, 4, 5, 6 times, because you're going to miss something every time you listen, but you're going to pick up something else.
Right.
And so that's why it's such an honor to have people like you around who are helping the world, because otherwise this information isn't going to get out there.
No, it doesn't get out there easily.
Yes.
We're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
I would love that. Yeah, folks, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, or if you want to get my books, I have my supplements. If you want to send me questions through the website, I archive hundreds of thousands of video shows on my website. It's drjoeesposito.com, all one word. If you just Google Dr. Joe, we're the number one Dr. Joe in the world. And we have lots of access there. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge in the Atlanta area.
Well, great. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a great interview. I enjoyed it.
Yes. If you ever want me again, just let me know and I'll be there for you.
Thank you. Well, this is
Thank
Dr.
You.
Susan Kalb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, we're interviewing Carl Kalaman on the 9 Waves of Creation, and then David Lowe on Universal Spiritual Philosophy and Practice the week after that. I do want to tell everybody that in the last 2 weeks, we were all exposed to a high dose of radiation. I'd like you to muscle test Rad Detox. And if you don't like to take supplements, Rad Detox is a homeopathic. Muscle test seaweed. Seaweed from Maine, particularly not from the Pacific, is a good way to put in your diet and get rid of excess radiation. Excess radiation is associated with cancer, and we were all exposed to a large degree of radiation 2 weeks ago. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Susan Kalb with Temple of Health Radio Show.